Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller. And today I'm with Pat Shekel of SingleWire. Pat, thank you for joining us today.
Glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here because we're going to be talking about a topic I think that it will impact every single reader we have, whether they are an end user working at an enterprise or a company that buys products and services, or a company that sells products and services to various companies. Everybody's interested in safety, and I think everyone's going to be interested in what you have to offer here in that regard. So first of all, what is SingleWire?
So SingleWire Software is a company of about 115 people. We're based in Madison, Wisconsin, and we make a platform called Informicast. And Informicast is a system for sending text, audio, and images to a wide variety of devices. A lot of our use cases are around emergency notification.
And what is Informicast?
Yeah, so Informicast is that flagship platform that we have, and it comes in a few different flavors. What we're selling mostly these days is Informicast Fusion, which is the combination of being able to send to both mobile and on-premises devices. So that means sending text, images, and audio to mobile phones through SMS, through push notifications, calling them, email, as well as sending to platforms and sending alerts through Microsoft Teams and Cisco WebEx Teams, and then hitting all the on-premises devices that are communication channels, such as broadcasting to IP phones and sending to desktop notification clients and IP speakers and overhead analog speakers and digital signage. And it's really the unification or one integrated system in the sense that you send one message and it can send to all of those things all at once.
So let's say in the case of an incident or an event, can you tell me what would happen? What would be kind of the sequence?
Sure. I'll just say that the content and the triggering mechanisms are whatever the end customer wants them to be. We provision the system when a customer signs up with templates based on their industry. So we have a set of templates for a healthcare customer, another set for an education customer, manufacturing, et cetera. But with that said, there are some commonalities that we see across all industries. Everyone is concerned about safety. And a lot of those safety use cases tend to be things like active shooter, like severe weather, like hazardous material spill, panic button or help button that's configured on a phone, that sort of thing. So the way that it's triggered depends on the use case and it depends on the individual customer, but there are some real common ways of triggering. One is just a speed dial on a desk phone. Another is from the admin web console, and yet another is from the app on a mobile phone. So those are kind of the manual ways of triggering, but we see a lot of automated triggering as well. So tying into the National Weather Service, tying into early earthquake warning systems, gunshot detection systems, and so forth.
So who needs Informicast?
Well, I think the better question would be who doesn't need Informicast? I mean, it's not just a marketing line, but I mean, really safety is top of mind for just about everybody these days. You know, when we started out and built this as an application that they're really tied into the early Cisco call manager days. So the application was built in 2001, 2002, really in a response to the 9/11 tragedy and a Homeland Security mandate that came out for all federal government agencies. So our first customer was a government agency that needed to notify people on 4,200 Cisco handsets. And that's really how we grew up. A lot of people just knew us from the Cisco space. But it really went beyond government. And then, of course, there's a lot of education with, you know, the things that happened, like at Virginia Tech and with mandates that came down after that. But now it's really become pervasive. I mean, there are carpeted office environments. It could be a law firm or an accounting firm. It doesn't matter. Everyone has a realization that safety is a need, not just a want.
Now, Pat, I think in the past we've done podcasts with you and have reported on you well associated with Cisco. We've seen you guys at Cisco Live events and so on. But I understand since then you've really diversified which platforms you can perform on.
That's right. Cisco is still a very big part of our business, and it was, you know, our first love, if you will. But about 3 years ago, we came out with a functionality that allowed us to send to just about any phone system. Now, not every single feature is going to be the same on every platform, but the basic premise of can I broadcast, not call, but broadcast to different IP phones all at once at scale, we can do that now across a lot of platforms. And the ones that we've tested with are listed on our website, but they include players like RingCentral and 8x8, Jive, and so forth.
So is there news about single wire? What will you be doing in the coming year?
So there are really a couple of big pushes that we have. And probably the one most relevant to your audience is just the continued expansion of our ability to talk to more platforms. You know, the core functionality is not going to change. You know, it's this idea that I can either do a manual or an automated trigger from a wide variety of inputs, and then I can send all at once to all these different devices. But using the phone system as one of those devices is really key, because lots of people have phones on desks and in common areas, et cetera. So being able to send intrusive audio and grab people's attention is really key. And if I can do that to the phones at the same time that I'm popping something up on your laptop or desktop, at the same time that you're getting a text message, if you're not on site, you know, that's really key. So it's that continued expansion of going to more and more platforms that you're going to see. And we have some really interesting things coming down the way in terms of our ability to do more things with sending to desktop. So we do have something called the InformaCast Desktop Notifier today that will pop up in front of your Windows and automatically play audio out your speakers. And that runs on Windows or Mac. And that's a very popular application. And we're looking at additional enhancements to that this year as well. So I think those are the two things that you're going to see that'll probably get people's attention.
And it sounds like, you know, as we move towards cloud, I noted that you talking about Microsoft Teams, you're talking about RingCentral, you're talking about a number of platforms that take us out of the traditional on-prem platform.
That's right. Yeah. And so a lot of our functionality enhancements have been built into our InformaCast Fusion platform, which came out in early 2017 and has really been where a lot of our effort has been placed, just because there's so many things that we can do with it. And part of that is because of its architecture. It's a hybrid cloud architecture. So the brains are in the cloud. When you go to your admin web console, it's cloud-based. And so a lot of these cloud-to-cloud integrations are just easier to execute on. You know, tying in to Microsoft Teams, we're using their bot framework to do that. And that's not something that we could do with the traditional on-premises platform, which is called InformaCast Advanced. So this cloud integration really gives us a lot of possibilities. We're putting out a new release every 6 weeks. And so you're just going to see more functionality coming to market much more quickly on the cloud platform.
So Pat, are there other ways to utilize your product?
Yeah, it's interesting because what we see is that people come to us for emergency notification or for safety, but they really stay and use it day to day because people don't have emergencies every day, thankfully. They use it day to day for workflow or workforce type notifications. So over this past year, we saw a lot of notifications being sent about COVID, letting people know there's a positive test at a site and that they were following their protocol in terms of maybe shutting down, deep clean, get people tested, and then reopen, that sort of thing. But outside of pandemic years, we see all sorts of different use cases. In manufacturing, there's a lot of day-to-day use cases tying into systems and sensors. So we have a manufacturer that has it tied into eyewash stations, because if someone goes to an eyewash station and starts using it, they are probably under duress and they probably need some additional help. And so notifying the health and safety engineer on the plant floor is really helpful. In healthcare, we have it tied into wander risk systems. So for like dementia patients, for example. So instead of sounding an alarm and having a medical assistant chase someone down a hallway, now when someone wanders beyond a threshold, we have a speaker mounted in the ceiling, and in the recorded voice of the loved one, it tells them to turn around and go back to the room. And it what's fascinating about that is, one, it's a kinder way to treat the patient, of course, but it's really effective. They don't actually need to mobilize a medical assistant to run down the hallway any longer. So there's lots of day-to-day use cases that vary by industry that we see people using it for. In K-12, the biggest one is bell schedules. You know, usually there's a system that looks like a mini fridge with dip switches on it, and there's one guy named Chet in the county that knows how to program the thing. And now you can put that all in software. And so if you have a snow day or something like that, and you need to start school 2 hours late, you just click a button to switch over to that, and all the district bells, like in every building in the district, automatically change to the snow day schedule. So it's a different way of approaching notification, is just unifying those notification streams and really taking advantage of your daily use cases.
Is there a way to get a demonstration, a demo?
Oh, yeah, you bet. So we do a great demo over video. We have 5 demonstration studios that are kitted out with telepresence units in them, so we can do a great video demo. You can also, if you just want to see a quick and dirty demonstration, if you go to singular.com/demo, there's an 8-minute video of me going through a lot of our use cases, but we'd love to do a live demo over video in one of those rooms, and just contact us at sales@singular.com and we will hook you up.
Well, Pat, I want to thank you for joining me today and giving us a really nice update on SingleWire and the way you've been expanding your company's exposure to different platforms, and also, you know, interesting new ways to use your product as well. So we'll look forward to talking to you in the future, hopefully live at an event. But meanwhile, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you very much. Great talking to you.